Welcome into the Did You Know Show here on KCHI, January 30th. Trevor Grady joined by Noah Cassidy. Here on the Did You Know Show, you learn something new every day on your hometown radio station. And Noah, I'll let you kick us off today.
All right. So do you know who the inventor of the stop sign was?
No, I don't.
So the inventor of the stop sign, his name is William Phelps Eno. Eno? I'm not exactly sure how to pronounce that, but it's something of that nature. He's known as the father of traffic safety. So he was born in New York City, and he invented the stop sign around the dawn of like the 20th century or something like that. The reason he invented the stop sign is because in his career, like of him riding around New York City, they had his horse and carriage back then. There was a big traffic jam that he experienced as a child. It was in 1867 when that happened. It was about a dozen horses and carriages that were involved. And he was thinking this would be so much easier if there was just a little bit of traffic control. Mm-hmm. And so thus he decided that he was going to create some traffic control type of signals. So then his dad died in 1898 and it left him a multi-million dollar inheritance. So he devoted himself to creating that specific field. There was no such thing as traffic control. So he decided to completely create it from the ground up. He developed his first traffic plans for New York, Paris, and London.
Wow.
In 1921, he founded the Washington, D.C.-based Eno Center for Transportation, which is kind of what, I guess, not mandates, kind of controls, I guess.
Regulates.
Yeah. There it is, regulates. All the traffic type of thing. Even though a little bit of the issues still existed at the time, it really helped control most of it. The funny thing is he never learned how to drive a car.
Really?
Never got in a car. His entire life, he died at the age of 86 in 1945. He had never driven a car. I don't know. They say it's because he knew so much about vehicles because he did so much of his traffic control that maybe he just didn't really trust them at the time.
That's fair.
But
okay.
He died and he never drove a car.
So the inventor of the stop sign never used an automobile.
Wow. Nope. And originally the stop sign was actually square.
Oh, wow.
And they decided that it was too common of a shape, that it didn't stick out as much. So they changed it to that octagon.
Interesting.
To where now when somebody sees it, you can even notice it's a stop sign from like the backside because you're so used to it.
All right. Well, so I've got one here. Kind of interesting fact here that I certainly didn't know. Did you know that Japan has one vending machine for every 40 people in their country?
What? Japan has a lot of, like, Tokyo in itself has got a huge population. One per 40 people?
Yeah, it's a massive amount of vending machines there. They've got, I think it says that the highest density of vending machines in the world, because, like you said, Japan has a pretty big population. But for the actual size, landmass of the country, it's not like particularly large.
Okay.
And there are so many vending machines that if you were to line up every person that lives in Japan and every vending machine, there would be one vending machine for every 40 people. And in Japan, they sell beverages, ice cream, noodles, disposable cameras. They use vending machines for a lot more variety of products than the typical just snack vending machines that we typically see here in the U.S.
Fun fact, I've been to Japan.
Yeah.
And I actually can completely vouch. I mean, now thinking about it.
Yeah.
I saw tons of vending machines. They had Red Bull vending machines. I guess I get that. Yeah, everything under the sun. I kind of wish we had some of their vending machines, to be honest.
Yeah, you can just get whatever you want out of a vending machine. Yeah, so there you have it. One vending machine for every 40 people in Japan. Alrighty, that'll do it for today's Did You Know Show. Appreciate you tuning in. And we'll talk to you guys tomorrow, 2:45 p.m. on every weekday here on KCHI. You learn something new on the Did You Know Show.